here's what Stephen Hawking says about the creation. Now, on one side, we have God's word, which says what? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Here's what he says in his book from 2010, The Grand Design. Because there is a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. Let me read that again. I'll read a little further this time. Because there is a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. Spontaneous creation is the reason that there's something rather than nothing. Why the universe exists, why we exist. It's not necessary to invoke God to light the blue touch paper and set the universe going. So you may ask yourself the question, how can the universe create itself? Because gravity. Hello, idiot. How dare you? Wait a minute. Do you even have a degree? Do you have a degree in science? And I'm not talking about memetics, okay? I'm talking about real science. I mean, do you have a degree in evolutionary biology? Do you have a degree in astrophysics? Do you have a degree in any kind of science? Huh? Because you can't even hold a candle to these great men who preach this sci-fi religion. And listen to me, I don't care if you understand or not, the universe can and will create itself from nothing because gravity. Because gravity, case closed. And if you don't get it, well, you're just too dumb to get it. And I don't know what to tell you. Because there's a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. Doesn't this really bring new meaning to the verse, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools? Yeah. Now, how can you dare insult the intelligence of Stephen Hawking? Now, if some guy told you that in the street, you'd say, go home, you're drunk. But because it's Stephen Hawking, we take it real seriously, and it's repeated in the news. This quote was all over the news as being profound. It's amazing. Have you read Stephen Hawking's new book? It's fascinating. I mean, it's like a bestseller book. Well,